Good morning. Greet each of you in Jesus' name this morning. First of all, I just want to praise the Lord for the beautiful rain this weekend. I've been thinking recently a lot about drought. Not only have we had drought this year, but we've had multiple years in a row. And obviously those of us involved most close in agriculture probably feel it the most keenly, but I think it has probably affected many of us in some ways. There are other kinds of droughts we go through besides just a lack of rain. Maybe it's a financial hardship. Maybe it's a health struggle. Maybe it's a very challenging relationship. Or maybe it's a spiritual drought when God seems distant and we can't hear his voice anymore. So, how do we survive in a drought? Trees that have deep roots that can reach underground water are ones that can withstand drought. Young trees have trouble surviving when their roots are very shallow. In the same way, when we are rooted in God through relationship with him and his word, these various droughts or hardships will not wither us. I welcome your participation with some responsive reading. I'll read the regular font, you can read the bold font. The first two scriptures highlight the fact that delighting in God's word and trusting in him are ways our roots can find the living water. That way we can withstand these seasons of drought. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night.
He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers.
Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. In drought or in abundance, our response should always be of praise and gratitude. This can be difficult when the crops have withered prematurely, when you're facing a financial crisis, when the doctor doesn't know what to do for you next, or when you feel the turmoil and conflict of that difficult relationship inside of you. God wants us to praise even in hard times. Psalm 63 was written by David when he was in the wilderness, very likely fleeing from King Saul. Were things difficult for David? Yes. Did he wait to praise God until after Saul had stopped pursuing him? No. Our response also should be of praise and gratitude to God, even in the midst of hard times. O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you.
My soul thirsts for you, my flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water.
So I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and glory.
Because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you.
So I will bless you as long as I live. In your name I will lift up my hands.
My soul will be satisfied as with fat and rich food, and my mouth will praise you with joyful lips when I remember you upon my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night.
For you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings I will sing for joy.
My soul clings to you. Your right hand.
Next, we'll sing 679, and we'll sing this as a response to God of praise and gratitude, even if we are in the midst of hard times.
number 679.
Christ the life of all our living, Christ the death our foe, who thyself for us once giving through the darkest depths of woe, patiently didst yield thy breath, but to save my soul from death. Nothing can such love repay, yet from grateful eyes each day, thousand thanks shall be. Blessed Jesus brought to
In Lamentations, we have these familiar verses that come after a terrible lament of suffering and desolation. Remember my affliction and my wanderings, the wormwood and the gall. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope.
The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. Sometimes our seasons of drought, whether physical hardships or spiritual drought, are abated and we feel hope in our soul again. God answered our prayers. God is no longer silent. In our seasons of abundance, it is easy to forget God, to forget that God is the provider of all, to forget how much God wants relationship with us. And maybe sometimes we subconsciously believe that things are going so well because we're doing all the right things, instead of accepting it as a gift from him. God wants us to use our times of abundance to draw us back to him in worship. To conclude this part, we'll sing number 9. Verse 2 says, "From shades of night he calls the light, and from the sod the flower. From every cloud his blessing break, in sunshine or in shower." This song recognizes the providence of God through every blessing, joy, or sorrow. Let's not forget God, whether we are in a season of drought or abundance. Let's omit verse 3. Let's kneel for prayer. Lord, you know the struggles each one of us is going through. You want us to be connected to you, the source of life, so that when we go through a season of drought, you can sustain us. God, help us to always praise you, whether in drought or in abundance. And I just pray for the rest of the service that you would be honored and glorified. Bless the teachers as they lead out in Sunday school. Pray that we could learn and grow together today. Pray this in your name. Amen.
Thank you, Loyal, for leading us in this way of worshiping God. It's time for Sunday school. We will start by dismissing the teachers teaching in the basement. The children are dismissed as well. So if there's any visiting children, just head downstairs and the superintendent.